All right, so hey guys, this is episode one of Spilling the Green Tea, and for our first segment today, there's a mosquito. Yep. Anyway, first segment is going to be about the art programs in our school education system and how poorly funded they are. So, yeah, join with me today. I have Hadley and Mary who will be putting in their opinions on this as well. And we all just are here for a good time
We'll have a
and a
nice
good,
little chit
yeah, and a
chat.
good grade. So, yeah, you want me to start?
Sure. So, I think it's pretty obvious to see that the arts programs are severely underfunded based on the fact that pretty much all of the art classes are in like C building, also like what you think of typical art, and then just the underfunding of also the after-school programs for art. I think you can clearly see that they're underfunded.
Yes, especially where we go,
Yeah.
it's bad.
Like, it's like marching band gets the most money from the school, but they only get $10 per person, which is not enough for them at all.
So, actually, in the band room, they had to have people come in and scrape the walls because there was black mold everywhere. Yeah, we were in the news. It was wonderful.
Terrifying.
And nobody even noticed it until the health inspectors came, and it
Oh.
had been years. So we just love that, the band is noticed. It's wonderful. And so, okay, another big thing that I want to talk about is our school has, over 3,000 people, actually, maybe under that, but around 3,000 people.
It's over.
And we have the smallest marching band, I believe, in our school district area, just because of we're a big school, but we don't have like our students don't have a lot of money. What's that called? We have a what anyway?
High poverty
Yeah,
rate
something
in
like
our
that.
school district.
So it costs about $1,000 per student to be in marching band, but their fee is only $500, and that is very small compared to other marching bands in our area. And we fundraise the rest of the the other $500. But we have a very small marching band. We only have about 50 people, and that's because a lot of people can't afford it. And the school is only giving $10 per student, when we have to pay for, each section to have techs and, teachers to teach them, and, instruments that are owned by the school, like our front ensemble, our percussion, our bigger brass instruments. And we do get scholarships from some of the, businesses in the area and some of the parents. For some of our students who can't pay, the $500. And we have a booster program, but, they're very limited. It's just the parents. They don't have a lot of money. And we need more students to be in our marching band, in our band program too, because I think it costs $100 to be in the band class. And so if we got more money from the school, we could have more people in the band program. We would have more opportunities to go to more competitions, more games. And I feel like if we had more money in our band program, then we could have a better, bigger band. And then, it would be more fun at the football games, so more people would go to the football games, and that would get the school more money. So in the long run, I think it benefits everyone. And also, our band room kind of is a hot mess. We have carpet. It is oh, it's bad.
Gabriel from the other day.
So, we need more funding. And yeah, so that's the band side.
Yeah. Well, for me, like, I am on like the sort of theater side of this because it's what I enjoy. It's what I do a lot. And so, well, like, first of all, royalties for shows are incredibly expensive, like
Oh, our
upwards
shows
of
too, yeah.
$25,000. like when we did Hairspray 2 years ago, that was $50,000. Barnum this year was $25,000. They're incredibly expensive because it's writers and composers need money. It's just, yeah. Sorry for any background noise you hear. There are a lot of mosquitoes where we are recording this. And there's also, of course, the cost of costumes and materials to build the set and paying our guy who runs lights and t-shirts and advertising and all of that.
And I'm paid to print the scripts.
Exactly. And all of the concessions that we sell to get more money. It's very hard to do that because we are not school funded at all, I believe.
And it's not like you can sell the tickets for more money because, you know, we're a low income school and
people can't
afford that.
People already can't afford $10 for a ticket. We very much need funding, even though we do try to keep like our budget as low as possible by using like, our pit is entirely students, except for one conductor, and our pianist, and like all of the sets are made in tech theater in the class, which helps a lot because then we don't have to get professionals to help build sets, except for Miss Hall. And it's very hard to count all the money that needs to be cut up.
Yeah, and especially like between our school and other schools, like, and if you like go between like each of the musicals from that year, it's all very obvious how low of funding we have compared to other ones.
Yes, it's like recently the Bloomies just happened, which is a high school theater like musical award show, and South wasn't nominated for anything. Because like we are so low, and even though there's two different best musical awards, there's the ones for magnet schools and schools that have like over $100,000 in funding. I don't know how much money it is over, but it's schools that have a lot of funding or are magnet programs, such as Northwest School of the Arts, and then schools that don't have that funding and aren't magnet programs.
Oh my god, what do you
continue?
So I feel like if the arts had more funding, then they would get recognized more by the school and by the state. And so more people would be like, oh, that school's a good school. Or, you know, wanting to, you know, have good people come to the school because that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, school spirit and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I think arts do tend to improve school spirit, which South, I believe, has, like, a severe lack of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But also, music is good for learning, and art is good for creatively expressing your feelings.
And theater improves self-confidence.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lila, what do you think? You're, like, we're both, like, performing arts. You're, like, visual arts.
It leads to better grades, and which is also good for the school. I'm just saying, every single angle that we're attacking from is good for the school, so I don't know why they're like...
Yeah, and like, especially like with visual arts, even if you're not good at it, it's still something like very good for someone who is like very stressed from school, and it's like a nice therapeutic kind of way to like die down just for a bit and like relieve yourself from like the stress of like your other classes, you know? And especially in our art classes now, we have like so many materials that are either broken or damaged. Some of them have like hardened, especially like glazes and stuff like that too, that have been here for like 15, 20 years. And we have not received new materials for anything.
And you can't do anything with those, that stuff.
Yeah, and they can't even order supplies not too many good supplies anymore because of the lack of funding with these programs.
And I'm sure you guys get some donations, but
we never get any donations. Really? No, we have to bring our own materials.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like our own sketch pencils.
Okay, so if students have to bring their own stuff, then students might not take an art class because they can't afford their own stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And if they can't afford it, then they have to use the leftovers of the broken or like really badly used materials that they already have in the classrooms. Especially like in the art classrooms in one of the buildings, we have to run to other buildings just to get paper towels because they don't provide us with that kind of stuff. Yeah, like
exactly. It's
a mess.
It's a mess. It's
And some people might say, well, if you want to do arts, then go to art school, whatever, you know, like,
Northwest
School of the Arts. But,
Not many people are, like, that dedicated to it.
I am not going to do the arts when I grow up. It's hard to get into that school. And I'm going into something in the medical field. So, you know, I'm not necessarily playing music for a living, but it is something that I enjoy doing and that I think, you know, helps me make friends and helps me, you know, learn better and create or like learn actual life skills because that is something that we do not learn at school. And I just, you know, it's something that needs to be at every school.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves an opportunity.
It's for me as a person who plans to go into an art field and someone who plans to be an actor, the thing with like schools like Northwest is that they are incredibly competitive.
Yeah.
And even if you get in with all these people, I would prefer to act more in a less funded and not as good like group.
It's also less
with really good people.
It's also less pressure too, because if there's a lot of pressure at Northwest, you know, I don't know, it might just hurt your feelings.
Yeah, and especially there, like you can't stand out from the crowd because everyone else stands out too, so you're just standing out with everyone else.
Exactly. And Northwest is, it's great. I'm like, always gonna love schools for the arts because they're doing a good job at helping people get closer to their goals and their dreams when it comes to the arts, but it doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
I have quite a few friends who go to Northwest, and they love it there, and it's great for them.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that they love it. Like, it's a really good school.
Northwest,
but it's just not for everyone. You know, not everyone is built the same. But everybody deserves equal opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, like, personally, the only reason why I wanted to go is because, like, that one time a year or two ago when, like, Drake Bell came and, like, performed there, and I was like, yo, come on.
Yeah.
I was dying about it.
But, yeah, and so I think just underfunding in the arts is an epidemic that is plaguing the United States and just schools in general.
Yeah.
And any public school system. And it is sad to say that, and it's sad to have that be a reality, but it's negatively impacting students.
Yeah.
And
this is
it needs to be solved.
Yeah. This isn't necessarily me, but I know that some people are like, oh, I don't have art today, I'm not going to school. Like, you know, some people are just, you know, really excited to make art or play music or something like that. And it's good for themselves. I don't know where this is going. This was better in my head, but it's good for the school if people are happy, because if people aren't happy, then people are going to say negative things about the school, and then parents aren't going to send their kids there, and then, you know, bad things happen at school, and
And I mean, like, especially with the arts, it brings a lot more color and life to the school, because, like,
not robots.
Yeah, because, like, the way that they have it now is just, like, oh, strictly you have to...
building. That's literally gray.
Exactly. Like, you need math and English to pass, or else you're going to fail, and you're not going to go to college, and you're not going to do great things. And it's just, like...
Languages are required. Why is it, like, an art required?
Exactly.
You know?
Whereas the core subjects that we tend to think of as core subjects, they fuel the mind with knowledge and learning. But the arts does nothing if not fuel the soul and the heart.
But also the mind too. Because, you know, learning music is great for your memory. And so, like, that's literally what languages do too. That's why we learn languages. But like, I don't know.
I feel so like with the art programs, like it fuels your inner creativity and it like makes, it enhances who you are and makes you discover more about yourself that you maybe didn't know before. Like when I did like tech theater last year, I was just like, oh, this is just gonna be another one of those classes where I'm just gonna wing it and then hope to succeed. But no, like it was actually really cool and it actually made me realize how much I really like designing things and building stuff so much. Like, I never knew how to work a drill before, but I learned and I really enjoy it. And so like now one of my hobbies is actually like building jewelry boxes for like girls and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
hidden secrets.
Even if nothing really comes from it, you still get an experience and you still learn something, even if there is no, since high schools are so interested in preparing us for college.
Yeah.
It's even if you don't get,
decisions are just like dull. Like come on, put some color in your list. Spill some paint on your clothes for
spill some gay on your carpet.
Even if you don't get any like future monetary value from the arts.
But even if you don't,
you still get a skill or just something that you can use in any way.
You can learn stuff about yourself. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could do this. Or, oh my gosh, I didn't know I liked this. You know what? Now I'm going to do this when I grow up. You know?
Yeah. Like, it really explores more that's outside of the ordinary math and science. And actually gives you an opportunity to look into different things that are aside from like being a mathematician or becoming an engineering doodad. Yeah, but if it wasn't for like the art program, then like I wouldn't have ever actually considered actually trying to grow and trying to become a graphic designer, because that's something that I really wanted to do ever since I started taking art. And I was just like, well, painting can't pay the bills, so what else can I do?
I learned how to be a leader in band, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I learned how to lead people. I learned how to make my own decisions. I learned how to talk to adults to get what I need. I learned how to speak up. Like, there's so much more than just learning how to play an instrument.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big part of my life, even though I'm not going to, you know, professionally play music when I grow up. It is something that I learned a lot from.
For me, as like someone with social anxiety and ADHD, like for me, theater taught me many things. It's first off, it taught me to stay still and to just calm down.
Breathe.
And to stop like ADHD, stop like always moving and thinking. It really helped me with that, because it's 99% of theater sitting and waiting to go on stage. And it's also helped me with my social anxiety, because it's, for me, the one time that I'm not anxious is when I am on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's because
it's an escape from you, from your stress,
exactly.
From school.
It's,
like,
you can be a different person who doesn't have the same issues.
And you can learn from that person and that character and incorporate it into yourself and be like, you know what? This character I'm playing doesn't get stressed out from a bee, you know?
Yeah.
Let me learn from this character and let me grow.
Yeah. And like with like music and theater and visual arts, it's like a lot more than just sitting down at a desk and just learning from what's on the board and raising your hand when you know the answer. It's more so of learning who you are and what you can grow and become from what you're doing. and how you can apply those skills not only to the class, but outside of that and to yourself as well.
Yeah. And this is not like a diss against other classes, because like I love math.
I mean,
math's great, always will love math. Love me a good math class. But it's just, it's
AP stat next year.
The arts deserve as much funding and attention as math classes and science classes get.
Yeah. Alright, so we're like reaching a 20-minute point.
Given the opportunity and the money, everybody would be in some kind of art class, because people seek out some enjoyment in life.
Yeah.
We're heading to 20-minute art.
So we're about to wrap this up. Anything, any last things you guys want to say before we close out this deal?
Art is great, and everyone should take art classes.
Hadley?
Doesn't matter what kind of art.
Hadley, anything to say? She's looking at me very distressed. We're going to take that as a no.
You blow and finger that clarinet and trumpet and trombone.
Okay, then we're going to leave it on that note. Thank you for listening. And Ms. Hamilton, if you're listening, please give me a good grade. I actually kind of worked on this.
This was fine. This is
very good.
Yeah.
Give Lila a good grade.
Please.
Yes, she deserves it.
I need it. Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm going to make another episode, but you know what? We'll find out. So, see you later. But, you know, not by a mile, crocodile. So, bye.
She didn't really say it. I was like, you know what? If this is a chance, it might be between 15 and a half hours.
Okay.
Yeah.